Imagine that.
If you sign up for the Don and Mike show at the internet stream, you get free crystal meth.
You'll never run out of energy.
The show that says crystal meth's okay.
The Don and Mike show.
Directly from our labs.
The Don and Mike lab.
Thanks so much. Every now and then, sure, every now and then we blow up a townhouse.
It happens.
It doesn't really matter, though, no. To keep you running.
Incidentally, which one of us is going to be going to the various drugstores this weekend to go and try to buy 300 and 400 boxes of Sudafed at once?
I've already started.
I think we have to spread the wealth a little bit, you know, and tell Joe to just calm down, you know. It's always these trips to Costco.
Joe is the point man in the Don and Mike crystal meth lab.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can the can the local druggist see Joe at the counter and say, "I just can't shake this congestion."
They recognize
it. But what's great is that at the Don and Mike crystal meth labs, we really wear lab coats and big goggles
with the logo on them.
With the logo from our website.
Here we go. Speedy.
We give tours.
Sure.
You know, we go this
just way. Like the Hershey chocolate factory.
Except it's just one room. Like, well, this is where Joe makes the magic.
That's right.
And then Joe has the still, like on Andy of Mayberry. Right.
Two very long tables with all the paraphernalia out there and a boombox playing in the back.
Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street.
Foil curtains.
You know, I know so little about crystal meth. All I know is that I think you make it with Windex and...
I'm faking it, too, because...
You make it with Windex and you need, like, Sudafed.
And doesn't it cause, like, sometimes don't these labs blow up?
Oh, yeah.
Don't they cause terrible fires?
Yeah, they blow up real good.
You know, Joe probably knows exactly what the thing... And isn't it like a speed type thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Methamphetamine is a speed, and
it's like a poor man's speed.
Decongestant, the pseudoephedrine, is one of the ingredients.
Hello?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You hear what we're talking about?
Yes.
So how are things?
How are you today, gentlemen?
How are things in our lab?
Oh, they're fine.
What would you require, besides, as Don mentioned, the Sudafed for the lab?
God, offhand, I don't know. I haven't researched in a while. It's like you need...
I think pine
battery
salt.
Acid.
I just happened to notice the phones ringing off the
hook.
Shocker in our listening. And I bet we're getting some of those from Northern California.
Oh, Mike, I think it's more than just a Sacramento problem.
Yeah, I think around the country we could find that. But then there's the drug that makes you unfunny. That's Billy Crystal Meth.
Bye, Joe.
Bye. We're looking it up on the internet. You want us to run it in? Because it involves some really wacky ingredients.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Run it in, please.
All right.
That would be one of the times you should come running in the studio.
I don't think you'd be able to find anything like that on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I've got it right here.
I got to make your own.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, all I know is that it's the new rage. It's the new phenomenon sweeping the nation. And as you know, our goal in 20-06 is to be the number one teen show.
Sure.
That we want to be the show that reaches the beaches and rules the pools.
That's right.
Which is why we're having the fantastic Cool and the Gang, DeFranco Family, New Kids on the Block reunion tour coming to your high school, kids.
Brought to you by Don and Mike's Crystal Meth Lab.
Don't forget, just keep voting for your high school.
Right. We want to get it out of the trailer parks and into the townhouses where it belongs.
Here, here.
So they were going to come running right in with that.
Well, it's Wednesday. Well, I should really point that out. When Joe uses the word run, we should all remember that it's Wednesday, Joe.
Iodine, distilled water, and red phosphorus in addition to the
Wait a minute. Fighters. Isn't Wednesday Joe the best Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe he can run today.
You think he doesn't have to wear his Forrest Gump things on his legs?
Run, Joe, run!
All right, well, Buzz has already looked up the secret ingredients.
That's one recipe I found.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Recipe.
Hey, I wanted to tell Don and Mike that they busted 50 people at one time in Spokane last night.
Yeah,
for,
I mean, you're reading about this all the time. You're reading about goddamn, I know when I went into CVS the other day, I don't buy nasal decongestant stuff, but they had it behind the counter with the heavy stuff and a sign saying you can only buy like one box.
Right.
I almost bought a box just to, you know, to feel like I was out there.
Buzz's
getting it done.
Buzz's recipe has a secret ingredient. Love.
That's right.
He puts love into every bottle.
Oh. Is that like, are we talking about the same type of love?
No, I'm talking completely figurative. You know how like you make cookies, they're made with love.
Well,
I know you immediately were going, yes.
That would cut down on the explosion.
That could certainly serve as a binding unit.
I think every kid is going to be going nuts in Fairfax County because I went to Safeway this week and it was like totally void of any decongestant.
So yeah, that's because of the time of year, because everybody's getting sick this time of year.
A lot of stores keep it behind the counter now. You have to ask for it or take a slip to the register.
With the rolling papers.
I'd like 17 lighters and a carton of Sudafed.
Well, I totally don't understand it. Never done it. But I understand the kids are crazy for it. And from what I hear, it's really not bad for you.
Now stop that.
I hear it. God. It's no different than just having a beer.
It's like drinking a glass of water.
Tell me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hey, last night in Spokane, they busted an entire trailer park. 50 people got arrested for
meth. Second call now in a row we've heard.
Must have been a pretty big deal out in Spokane.
Thank you, my friend. And here we go from the intro net.
Can't help but be good for you with this ingredient list.
Okay, disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Okay. 2-liter bottle, blah, 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 1-quart jar, coffee filters, funnel. Tubing cutter, go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Is that one of those websites where they really walk you through it?
Duct tape or electrical tape.
Drug making.
Ammonium nitrate fertilizer.
Ugh.
Starter fluid.
Jeez. Yum.
So far, I'm hearing healthy.
Two AA Energizer lithium batteries.
For the battery acid.
Bottle of Red Devil brand lye.
God,
iodized salt. And I thought I was kidding about this crap. Yeah. One bottle liquid fire brand drain opener.
Uh-huh.
So is there anything
on
here that's
kidding
not...
when I said like Windex and Pine salt?
But this is, I mean, you've mentioned one ingredient, salt, that was not poisonous.
But it's still not good for you because they want you to cut back on salt.
Too much will kill you.
Anyway, there you go. Let's see. So you... you do all this stuff. It's got like page after page of what you do with this stuff. And then what's it say at the very end? Let the crystal settle. Put the funnel over the jar with the coffee filters.
Jesus. Sounds scary.
You'll get high as a bat.
I remember.
That's a bat.
I guess so, ass.
Does it say that on the paper? You get high as a bat?
That's the last line.
I hate bats.
Wow.
That's the last, you know, well, I guess you will, dick. If you're going to be drinking drain opener.
Buzz had a story a couple months back.
Why not just go buy a can of liquid plumber? Save some money. You know, mix it with grape juice.
Sure.
I've tried it. The buzz is not as good.
And Buzz had a story where they were making it in a closed restaurant in the coffee pot.
Uh-huh,
and right. Then when they weren't cleaning it very well, and everyone was getting sick from the coffee.
Oh, my God.
Because they were actually using
all I know is those ingredients, Don, was really lye, drain opener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the stuff.
Lithium batteries.
Mm-hmm. Battery acid.
Right.
Yeah.
And love.
Starter fluid.
Starter fluid. Man, I bet it smells great when they're cooking it.
Sure. Is it soup yet?
God.
That better come with something more than just getting high. That better come with some other guarantee. And now here is Dr. Joseph Ardinger.
Starter fluid is really just ether. So you could probably substitute ether for the starter fluid.
Thank you, Joseph.
Sure.
Thanks, Joe.
For those of you helping at home.
Joe, and incidentally, are you at Wednesday Joe mode right now?
I don't know what Wednesday Joe is.
We've always said that you're slow on Monday, that your energy level is down on Monday, and it's down on Friday because you're waiting for the big weekend.
But
you're
Wednesday,
a little more distracted. But
Wednesday's your prime.
I'm okay. I've got a bit of a cold, but...
Well, have you had to take any decongestant for it?
Yes, I have. I've had my Sudafed today.
I signed
the papers. I don't get any of that pussy Sudafed they sell on the shelf.
No.
I go straight to the farmer.
The new fake.
I'm not afraid.
What's he talking about?
What is he talking about? Don't ask me.
Who's a farmer?
You have to sign for pseudoephedrine now, Virginia.
You mean by farmer, you mean the pharmacist.
Right.
Your friendly CVS pharmacist.
The farmer in the Dell.
Okay, so You have to sign for it. Right?
The real
right.
stuff.
For the, what, just like Sudafed?
There's like a fake Sudafed now that's like Sudafed PE or something that's made entirely differently and won't help you make meth.
That's sissy fed.
that you can get over the counter.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep up with this stuff.
You know, we're gonna roll out. There are going to be a couple of unmarked cars at the parking lot tonight. When we go out there.
Pull over. Beep,
beep. It's perfectly legal as long as I don't buy all of them on the shelf at once.
Right.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Ardinger.
High as a bat.
There he goes. Said,
you ask know. Your farmer.
I don't get it.
Well, all I know is from that ingredients list that you were reading, I'm sure there are no significant side effects.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I don't.
Where's my son, three-legged Timmy?
Yeah,
Cyclops.
Where's baby Bonnie? No eyes. Come here. Now, Jimmy. I know it's hard to eat without a mouth, but Daddy really liked crystal meth.
Daddy took a lot of it when you were growing up.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
I don't know if Buzz knows this, but I heard on the news a couple days ago that somebody got pulled over and was cooking crystal meth as he was driving.
Wow, no, I hadn't heard that. That's
Boy,
a good
this
one.
This is quite a craze that's sweeping the nation, isn't it?
Cooking while driving.
Really amazing.
Just when you really need to micromanage, when you really just don't have time
right.
to stop.
Right. What happened to ecstasy? It had a nice name.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little teeth grinding.
It's still
God,
out there.
The kids. They always want something new.
Meth is the new ecstasy.
Of course, you couldn't make that, could you? Or I guess they could make that.
Somebody makes it.
Did somebody manufactured it.
50 is the new 40.
But I think crystal meth is definitely the homemade drug.
And I got a coffee can of PCP. I can't give it away.
Not anymore.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello.
And notice the delay on some of these calls that are the sure. experts.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Hello.
That's the lie. LSD hotline. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi there. Tim Leary here. What's happening? Dr. Timothy Leary. Never mind.
Yes, you wanted something, sir?
I'm flying way over your head right now, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call you about 1996. You guys were down in Wichita, Kansas, doing your show. And I got your autograph, both your autographs, for $100.
Just be lucky we didn't shoot you.
Yep. He lives to call another day.
I'm on my second beer.
Okay, stop it now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The guy to ask about how to make meth
yes.
is coming in, I think, later in the week. Captain 20.
Yeah, he'll be here today.
Sure. Well, he's not on TV anymore.
And if you want to have some really important fun, do some meth.
Okay. Important fun.
All right, get out of
That's
here.
That's a J7 reference right there.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, hi there.
I was just wondering if the fine Don and Mike crystal meth will be available at any local Yankit stores.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No.
Negative. No, negative.
There, well, tell the truth, Don. There are a couple of them open.
Shh.
Well, just tell them the truth.
Stop it.
Just a couple.
Stop it.
Southern Virginia.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. With the Yankit. You know we have the name change coming up.
I know.
Crank it.
You know, they're not going to know the difference.
They used to be known as 612s.
And always the same ice cream bars. That's how they get you every single time. Oh, I got these at Yankit.
Would you stop it with the Yankit
stuff? I will. I just mentioned one location. I didn't mention specifically where it is.
We are still in litigation mm-hmm. about, I don't even want to get into it.
You can't legally. You're not allowed.
The surveillance videotape speaks for itself. When we had our line of convenience stores, uh-huh. the Don and Mike Yankit convenience stores.
Right. Look, I maintain we were simply testing the Slurpee machine.
That's for the courts to decide.
Listen. The girl said, well, I can't get into this on the radio.
I know.
This should not be on the radio.
No, it really shouldn't.
The girl said that she had problems for weeks afterwards that the Slurpee, Mike, listen.
I know.
Just tell me this.
All right.
How did it go from We're having a party at one of our Yankets, right. Okay? And we had a big, gigantic plastic tube.
Party of three.
That was hooked up to our faux Slurpee machine. We learned that right away. Slurpee is copyrighted.
Right.
So it was our Slappy or whatever we call it.
Slushy.
Okay.
No, slushy. That was taken, too.
Our Slushy. Anyway, Slurfy.
So that's what it. God, good memory, Rob. That's right. They were Slurfies.
Slurfy machines. So anyway, it was a tube. Uh-huh. It was a plastic tube, and somehow we were all taking shots of the. It was like it ended up in a bad. I think she was trying to audition for like Star Search or something.
She said she could do it, but
well, it was too cold, and well, there was damage,
and
so
and that's why your local Yankets have closed now.
Except, I'm not going to say where. Yeah, I will not mention the towns of Triangle or Garrisonville.
Would you stop that?
I won't.
And I'll just mention our generic cigarettes. I guarantee. All right, I'll go all the way with it. Listen, at 73 cents a pack, you might be wondering about what type of cigarette you're getting. The quality will surprise you.
I tell you, but I really think that our Slurpee machines were better than a Slushy or a Slurpee machine because we have better flavors. Lime, steak, and sour cream.
And then somebody had to party.
I know. Yeah.
Somebody had to.
Why are you acting like I'm the only one that's guilty? You were there, too. I mean, I didn't know that she was not going to be able to walk. God.
Well, all I know is I walked out of the room and I came back and it was like, what the hell's going on?
Well, it killed what could have been really the most lucrative store opening in the history of the United States.
Don't say killed.
I mean, our slogan was going to be, if you have a food lion, someday you'll have a Yanket.
Well, listen, we are just regressing because the Yankee line of convenience stores is gone.
Right. We shouldn't even be talking about
it. Listen, here are the business ventures Mike and I have been involved with. First, there was that crematorium down outside Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah. And
which was great. I mean, our feeling was this. The people are gone. We say that the crematorium has burned them all up real good.
Remember that news story?
Oh, yeah, very well.
We have a series of wonderful party bonfires. And, ashes are ashes as far as we were concerned.
Dust to dust.
God damn, a helicopter.
Yeah.
You hired a good guy to run it.
All right, so we've got that, and then that falls apart.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Yankit, and that falls apart. Mm-hmm. Copyright infringement
is BS.
We cannot continue to supplement our incomes with our fake ID booth at the beach and our pap smear vans.
Well, they were successful. It just wasn't. It wasn't worth it every year to do that with the kind of return that we were getting. I mean, we have to think about the future.
Mike, I think from an investor standpoint,
mm-hmm.
that until you and I can pull ourselves out from this ugly, twisted mess that is the Yankit Slurpee machine debacle with Jane Doe, until such time, I think we should wait until we invest what remaining money we have left in our line of crystal meth labs.
Look, it's not the fact that we injured her with the Slurpee machine. It's the fact that the big guys didn't like what we were doing, which I think they've done in every major business enterprise since time has begun, where we take an idea that exists and we make minor modifications to it. I mean, really.
But, Mike, the woman. Think about the woman.
The woman, I think the woman was there because she was supposed to be there. It was all supposed to sidetrack what would have been a great business. With less expensive products, you have a 7-Eleven Big Bite, we had a Big Lick. Little modifications.
Who knew? They hated it. They hated it. They hated it. And then there was our nonprofit group.
Mm-hmm.
We decided after Yankit, after all this litigation, our Make a Dirty, Dirty Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And that,
in theory,
blew up like TNT.
In theory, we'd never had a better idea.
If a kid isn't going to make it, I think that they should have some adult experience.
That's right.
Give him what he wants.
That's right. No, somebody said that was a bad, tasteless idea.
Yeah. So we said
our hearts were in the right place.
Listen, Jamie Presley said she'd do it.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She did for the kids.
She said.
That's right, Rob. Once
she said. All right, I'll be terribly upfront with you.
Please.
She was willing to.
And, you know, the
whole... little, as I recall his name, little Sparky. Mm-hmm. And the poor little guy was there. He was in his in his robe that we had bought him, a nice velour robe.
I you know, really, I stand by the idea, but obviously the proper authorities didn't stand by the idea.
No.
Make a Dirty, Dirty Wish
Make
Foundation.
Make a Dirty, Dirty Wish.
Mm-hmm. That didn't work either.
No.
It's terrible.
And then at Christmas time, Tots for Tards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's another one.
Toys for Tards.
No, it was Tots for Tards.
Oh,
but
really?
It was tater tots that we would collect.
Oh.
Because what
tots
tard
for
doesn't
tards.
Like a tot?
That's right. That's right. And again,
that was the most recent. One of the most recent because we did with the whole Napoleon Dynamite thing, too, because he loved tots, and we thought it would be a great idea.
He kept
idea.
Them in his pants pocket. We thought, plus, really, you ever been, as Mike and I have, you ever been in a room of retarded people? Mm-hmm. You could say to them, which would you rather have, this piece of gold or this shiny tater tot?
And the problem we ran into
was... 9 times out of 10, they'll take the tater tots.
We should have asked for only sealed bags, and we didn't do it that way. So people were bringing them down. Like in their pockets.
So many details. You know,
it
to
just
watch.
Didn't work. You know, it makes you want to quit, but we never quit. There will be other ideas. And I will say it one more time. I think Yankit will eventually be resurrected, and our names will be cleared
not
on that.
Under that name.
Again, Jane Doe. She's the one that worries me, Mike.
Yeah, well, she still hasn't proven that you can get frostbite there.
Okay, let me just, on behalf of all Yankit employees, I apologize for what Rob Spiewak did to you. With our Slurpee machine.
We're very, very sorry about that. It is not a machine that was meant to do that, and we knew that when we did it. We were just having a little fun. It was the holidays.
Seemed harmless.
On behalf of the entire Yankit Board of Education, we say, and Jerry's kids, we say, no hard feelings.
Right. And, you know, still we got them left over, and they... Shelf life of a million years, so we'll send you a couple of cartons of Big Chews.
So there you go. That rarely happens on the show, a public apology.
We can't even give away the product, the backlog product that we have in the warehouse, which is foodstuffs that last and last and last, which I think is a ripoff.
It is.
And you got this whole distribution warehouse for Yankits sitting there in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of food-gathering dust that just field mice are eating.
It'll keep.
Hey.
Sucks. Hey.
Again, for the last time, you know the reason. He's right there.
I know.
He couldn't help himself.
It was an accident.
Yeah. Party boy. Always make us laugh. Mr. Courtjester.
He didn't mean
injure
that.
The woman, for Christ's sake. And still hear the screams.
Just having fun.
Mike and I walk in the room. Thin line between pleasure and pain, Mike.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Thin line. Thin line. Which is why we got to get that lab up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what the kids seem to love now. And I think really, you know, we've tried legitimate businesses. So why not try something that's a little, you know, underhanded, under the table?
Because as you know, we are the number one teen sensation station show.
That's right.
If you can't sell America pickled eggs, you might as well sell the kids the new flavor of choice. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
What they're all crazy about, that trailer park drug, crystal meth.
Right.
That's it.
We'll figure out how to make it. And when we do, ours will be better. And we'll have the packaging, too.
Tastier.
And a T-shirt.
And hats.
Yeah, I mean, because everything, T-shirts and hats go with everything.
Bowling shirts.
We've proven that.
Wristbands.
Coffee cups.
Wristbands. They love
yes.
the wristbands.
Yes. Oh, God, we need, like, the Lance Armstrong crystal meth wristband.
Yeah.
What would the color be?
Color
what's the color
be?
Of death? Black?
Black.
Black yeah. or brown.
I like
That's
it.
Excellent. Oh, that'll be kind of
goth. Goes with everything.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the whole bad experience, even with the food rotting in the warehouse.
Onward and upward.
It's not rotting. It's filled with preservatives.
It'll keep.
Nitrates.
Mike, it's rotting.
Mm-hmm.
You went there and I went there. It smelled like a dead person.
Some
there.
Of it is.
The
Some
Twinkies
of it is.
Are okay.
It's rotting.
I know.
It's rotting.
Just the buns.
Buzz.
Yes?
Twinkies. Remember the whole concept of the Yankee? They
oh,
were called
right.
puff creams.
That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Twinkies.
That's
Jesus, thanks.
Called them in the
That's the
and
whole problem you used
and
to have.
It's Host Ness.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike's Host Ness
puff
cupcakes.
Yeah.
Or, yes,
puff
or is, yeah. they're not Hostess.
No, Host Ness. Mm-hmm. Puff creams.
Host Nest.
Right.
Host Nest. That's how you get around these things.
Right. And it was not Little Debbie, it was Little Savannah.
Rob's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different picture. Totally different.
Slightly older girl.
Uh-huh.
But I thought a much better marketing.
She looked kind of like Mrs. Butterworth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in that Land O'Lakes Indian pose. Don's idea.
Showed it all.
The good one. The one where you had to, like, use scissors.
Make her look like she is topless. Topless Indian girl.
The products we had, God, all just as good. Okay, well, taste just as yummy.
Listen, Ron Popeil, we got a break.
I know we
I'm sorry, Mike. This right now is how we're paying our bills.
I won't bring it up again. It was the caller that brought it up, and I'm sorry. It got me a little nostalgic for our former stores.
Okay, again, don't blame me. Don't blame yourself. Blame Mr. I can't control my urges.
No more visit your participating YI.
No.
No way.
There he is, like a madman with that slurfy tube.
And you know, right before we were going to debut the fantastic snack food that I think seriously would have blown Cheetos out of the water.
What
blown
was that? I forgot. What was it?
Farts.
we will be right back.